The Columbia Snake River System, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Boise recently hosted a get-together for a rapidly increasing group of outdoorsmen and conservationists known as the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Their membership numbers have exploded over the last year, and very much on everybody's agenda are issues relating to conservation and the environment. And I know one issue which is of great concern is the movement of salmon and steelhead through the Columbia Snake River System, and dams along the system are known to negatively affect spawning and migration of these very important species. On the other side of the equation comes agriculture, which relies on the Columbia Snake River system to export wheat, among other important crops. American Farm Bureau spokesman Jake Putnam.
Very important. With this new talk of breaching dams, a lot of producers are now making people aware of how important that river system is to moving wheat to the Pacific Rim countries. Believe it or not, 53% of all wheat goes through a river system to get to market, whether it be the Columbia, whether it be the Missouri or Mississippi.
So without that river system, to use the old cliche, wheat farmers would be up a creek without a paddle.
They would be up a creek without a paddle because the cost of moving that wheat would be far more money than anyone can afford.
The river system keeps Idaho wheat prices and supply competitive across Idaho and around the world. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.